People start scratching their heads and they say, well, if Allah's written all of this, then why did He bring me onto the earth? Well, hang on, you don't know your results of your examination, so you have to come onto earth. The fact that Allah knows it and the fact that Allah has written it does not make you a person who should now give up, because if that was the case, then obviously you would be the fool. A man came at the time of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, according to one of the narrations, he needed to be punished because he stole. So he comes to Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu and he uses the same line. He says, oh Umar, oh Amirul Mu'mineen, how can you punish me for having stolen when it was predestined? My deeds were already written by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now that's quite a good argument if you were to look at it. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu was one ahead of this man. He says, well, let's punish this man because it was predestined that we were going to punish him as well. Wow. So these deeds. So it goes to show that you cannot use as an excuse the fact that Allah has predestined things for you to either give up or to do as you please or not to do things. This is part of the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where He has predestined things, yet according to you, it seems that you are doing whatever you want and whatever you wish. You're thinking in a specific way. It is some unique explanation. We will never fully understand the concept of predestiny, but we need to keep working towards the pleasure of Allah as best as we can. And by His will, one day we will find that indeed, what was predestined was the best for us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us to understand. This act of worship also connected to your body as well as your wealth. If you cannot afford it and you cannot manage, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to punish you. Hajj does not become compulsory upon a person unless and until they have the means to go there. The means would mean the permission from the Sultan, from authority, so you need to have a visa. Some people can afford it, but they're declined the visa. Hajj is not farad. You continue applying until you get the visa, it becomes farad. If you cannot afford it in terms of money, it is still not farad until you can afford it. And if you are unable to do it because of your health, then the ulama have spoken about how you may send someone on your behalf in order to fulfill it if you are sickly and unable to do it. Allah chose an act of worship that was not given to others. What is the act of worship? Something known as tawbah, repentance, forgiveness. And Allah says, I will continue to forgive for as long as my worshipper continues to seek forgiveness. Did you hear that? I will continue to forgive for as long as my worshipper continues to seek forgiveness. So keep seeking forgiveness and be convinced that Allah has forgiven you every time. Never does Allah say, I reject forgiveness when someone asks for it. Never does He say, I don't want to forgive. No, He always forgives. You need to know that. For as long as you have admitted your sin, you regret it, you seek His forgiveness, and you promise Him not to do it again. At the moment, I promised Allah I'm not going to do it again, and I believed I wouldn't. Somewhere down the line, I repeated it. I need to go back again, seek the same forgiveness, and I'll be forgiven again and again. And if it happens a third time, a third and a fourth, until a time comes when Allah calls out to the angels, do you see my worshipper? He keeps seeking my forgiveness because عَلِمَ عَبْدِي أَنَّ لَهُ رَبًّا يَأْخُذُ بِالذَّنْبِ وَيَغْفِرُهُ أُشْهِدُكُمْ أَنِّي غَفَرْتُ لَهُ. My slave now knows that he has a Lord who can either forgive him or punish him. That's why he keeps seeking my forgiveness. I want you to bear witness that I have totally forgiven him completely. Mercy of Allah. Keep repenting to Allah. no matter what you've done and how many times it's been repeated. But when you seek the forgiveness, make sure you're genuinely saying, I'm not going to repeat this again. May Allah strengthen us so that we can fulfill that promise unto Allah.